Session views for live jungle sketching, intermediate. In this lesson, we're going to turn Ableton Live session view into a fast, DJ-style jungle and drum and bass sketch machine. The big idea, session view is not just where you loop stuff. It's more like a performance instrument that combines a mixer with patterns. You're going to launch break variations like A, B, C, drop in momentary fills, swap bass phrases, and then record that whole jam straight into arrangement view so you've got a real song starting point, not just an 8-bar loop. By the end, you'll have a launch-ready template with a drum system built for breaks, a bass system split into sub and res with performance macros, a few music and Atmos lanes, 3 return effects that feel like jungle, and a scene layout that basically is your song structure. Alright, let's set this up so it feels tight. Step 0, Global Session Settings. This part matters more than people think, because jungle lives or dies on timing. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174 BPM. If you want a safe starting point, set it to 170. Now look at global quantization. Up in the top left, set that to 1 bar. This is the DJ safety lock. It means when you launch a clip or a scene, Ableton waits until the next bar line, so your drops actually land like drops. Turn on the metronome, and set countin' to 1 bar. That countin' is going to help a lot when we record into arrangement later. It gives you a clean runway. Then go into Preferences, Record, Warp, Launch. Turn on Warp Auto. Turn on Loop and Warp Short Samples, which is amazing for one-shots. And if you have the option, turn on Create Fades on Clip Edges, because chopped breaks can click, and fades quietly save you from that. Cool, now we build the layout. And I want you thinking performance first. One source of truth per role. Create a drums group. Inside it, make 4 tracks. Break main as audio, break fills as audio, drum rock tops as MIDI and drum rock kicks and snares as MIDI. Then create a bass group. Inside it, make sub bass as MIDI and res or mid bass as MIDI. Then create a music and Atmos area. Stabs or chords as MIDI, pads or Atmos as audio or MIDI, box or shouts as audio. Then an effects and risers audio track for impacts, reverses, noise sweeps, tape stops, and optionally, a muted reference or utility track so you can slash B quickly without wrecking your vibe. One quick teacher tip. Color code your groups. Drums red, bass green, music blue, effects purple. It sounds silly until you're mid-jam and your brain is moving at performance speed. Colors keep you fast. Now, the drum system. This is the jungle way. Break control plus one-shot control. On break main, drop in a classic break. Amen, think, funky drummer, whatever you love. Then click the clip and make sure it's warped correctly. Warp on. Set the segment BPM so it matches the actual loop. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. Then adjust the transient envelope. Somewhere around 35 to 60 is a good range. Tighter tends to sound more chopped and aggressive. Now consolidate it to a clean length. Make it 1 bar or 2 bars. Then consolidate. The reason we do this is because we're about to treat clips as patterns, and we want those patterns to launch predictably. Next, we make variations fast. Duplicate that break clip a few times, and label them like patterns. Clip A is your straight roll. Minimal edits. Clip B, add more ghost note energy, little chops, tiny 16th edits, maybe a nudge here and there. Clip C, heavy snare emphasis, where you lean into the backbeat moments. Clip D, a drop fill version, where the last half bar gets more chopped and frantic. And here's a big workflow win. You don't need to resample yet. Use the clip loop braces and start offset to create instant variations. Slice tiny pieces and move them inside the clip. Try a subtle clip transpose, like plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones, just for energy shifts. That pitch movement is one of those why does this feel more hype tricks. Now create the break fills track. This is separate on purpose. On break fills, load 5 to 10 1 bar fill clips. Snare rushes, rewinds, reverse hits with fades, micro chops that only hit in the last beat. For each fill clip, set launch mode to trigger. Quantization can stay at 1 bar, but here's where we get more playable. For fills, you can set per clip quantization to have a bar or even a quarter bar so you can grab them quicker. And keep legato off on fills. You want them to re-trigger cleanly, like a button press. Extra coach move. Make fills momentary so they don't trap you. Put a follow action on the fill clip so after 1 bar it stops, or returns to previous. Now fills behave like a quick performance stab rather than a new state you have to undo. Alright, one shots with drum racks. This is how you get punch and consistency on top of a break. On drum rack tops, load hats, rides, shakers. Put an auto filter after it and high pass around 200 to 400 Hz, so your top lane stays tops and doesn't fight the body of the brake. Add drum bus, drive around 5 to 15, boom low or even off, crunch to taste. Remember, the brake already has weight, you're adding crispness and hype. Make a few MIDI clips. One is a 16th hat roll. One is a hat swing using the groove pool to push it off the grid in a musical way. One is a ride layer, maybe off beats or straight eighths when you want that hands in the air, we're running energy. Then on drum rock kicks and snares, load a clean kick and snare to reinforce the break. Add saturator with soft clip on. AEQ 8, if the kick needs it, a little bump around 50 to 70 Hz. If the snare needs it, either add presence around 180 to 220 or crack around 3 to 6k depending on your samples. D&B trick. Don't program ghost notes with the one-shot snare. Let the break do the ghost work. The one-shot is there for authority on the main hits, like 2 and 4. Now bass. We're splitting into sub-stability and reese controllability. On sub-bass, load operator for speed. Oscillator A is sighing. Add saturator, soft clip-on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB so it translates on smaller systems. Add EQ 8 with a low pass around 120 to 180 so the sub stays focused. Optional gentle compression if the notes jump too much. Make 2 to 4 MIDI clips. One rolling eighth pattern. One half-time sub that leaves space for the break. One call and response pattern with gaps, which is classic jungle bounce. And keep the sub mono. Put utility on it and set width to 0%. That's not optional if you want reliable low end. Now the reese or mid bass. Use wavetable if you've got it. Two saws, slightly detuned. Add auto filter, low pass or band pass for motion. Add a bit of redux or overdrive for grit. Add chorus ensemble for width, but keep the low end mono with EQ or utility. Then performance macros. Group the reese chain and map macros like this. Macro 1 is filter cutoff. Macro 2 resonance. Macro 3 distortion amount. Macro 4 chorus amount, and macro 5 utility gain. That last one is important because distortion makes things louder, and you don't want your jam to slowly become a clipping contest. Quick coach note on gain staging, because this is an underrated jungle workflow. Before you even mix, set clip gain. For your break clips, adjust clip gain so they peak roughly around minus 10 to minus 6 dB per clip. Do the same for reese clips, because different filter positions and distortion settings can make one clip way louder than another. If you level the clips now, you'll perform with confidence later. Now returns. This is where the glue and the space comes from, and in jungle, the returns are basically part of the instrument. Return is dub delay. Put echo on it. Set the time to dotted eighth or quarter note. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 200 to 400. Low pass around 6 to 10k so the delay sits behind the mix instead of turning into fizzy clutter. Optional saturator after echo. Drive 2 to 5 for that warm, taped vibe. Return beat is jungle verb. Use hybrid reverb or reverb. Decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 30 milliseconds so it doesn't smear the transients instantly. High pass 250 to 500, low pass 7 to 12k. Then put a compressor after it to tame peaks. Jungle verb is about atmosphere, not washing out your drums. Return C is parallel dirt. Saturator, drive 6 to 12, soft clip on. Drum bus with crunch up and boom low. EQ 8 high pass around 120 to 200. Then send your breaks and tops into it lightly. You get aggression without destroying transients. Now we build scenes. This is your live jungle song mode. Create a scene for intro, atmos plus tops. Then intro plus break tease. Maybe your break is filtered or quieter. Then drop 1. Main break clip A. Sub roll, re slow. Then drop 1 variation. Break B plus alternate hats. Then a drop fill scene. A fill clip plus an FX hit, then breakdown, pads, vocal stab, no drums, then drop 2, break C, reese opened up, extra tops, then outro, strip back, key move. In each scene, put only one break clip on break main and optionally one fill clip on break fills. That keeps launches predictable and stops you from accidentally stacking conflicting clips. Also, scene naming is arrangement shorthand. If you name your scenes like D1A8, D1B8, fill 1, BD16. You can read your whole structure at a glance. That's how you move fast. Now, clip launching behavior. We want it to feel like an instrument, not like you're just pressing play on loops. For your core clips, breaks and bass, keep launch quantization at 1 bar. For fills and FX hits, set per clip quantization tighter, like half bar or quarter bar, so they feel playable. For bass clips, consider legato on if you want continuity while switching patterns. This is especially fun if you make bass clips different loop lengths. For example, sub is 2 bars, res is 3 bars, stabs are 4 bars. With legato on, swapping keeps the timing continuous, but the phrases phase against each other and evolve. That never exactly repeats energy is a huge part of the classic jungle feel. Follow actions are optional, but powerful. You can set break clips so after 8 bars they go to next, with a probability like 70 to 90% on certain variations. Use it lightly. Jungle needs intention. Too much random and it turns into a demo of features instead of a tune. Now the payoff. Recording your session view jam into arrangement. Hit global record on the top transport. Then launch scenes like you're DJing your own tune. Think in phrases. 8 bars, 16 bars. Make deliberate contrasts at phrase ends. Maybe the tops drop out for 2 bars. Maybe you flip the break tone. Maybe you do one obvious marker like a vox stab on bar 8. That kind of signaling makes your arrangement readable. When you're done, go to arrangement view and edit the performance. Consolidate the strong 8 or 16 bar sections. If a transition got messy, here is a pro move. Stop. Go back a few bars, relaunch the clean scene, and punch in again. Use arrangement record and back to arrangement strategically, so you're building a clean take without endless surgery. Even better, do 2 takes. Take 1 is structure, scenes only, clean moves. Take 2 is performance effects, send throws, fills, macro moves. Layering those passes keeps you creative and controlled. Before we wrap, a few common mistakes to avoid. First, bad warping on breaks. That's how you get flams and weird groove. Spend time there. It's worth it. Second, too many clips per track. Decision paralysis kills momentum. Keep 3 to 6 strong variations, not 30. Third, bass fighting the break. If the low mids are crowded, high pass the break slightly or carve space in the bass mids. It's not about louder, it's about space. Fourth, over random follow actions. Cool for 30 seconds, messy for 3 minutes. Fifth, no gain staging. Session jams clip fast. Use utility for quick trims and keep your master peaking around -6 dB while sketching. You can make it loud later. This audio version is shortened for playback.